Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we hear conversations with Stacy Ballard from the Iowa Economic Development Authority and mural artist Ben Hsu from Thursday's reception to celebrate Knoxville's new mural.
Tell me a little bit about this contest. Just remind our listeners, you know, what you guys are doing here in Knoxville and, you know, what brought this mural here.
Yeah, so we're just absolutely thrilled to be here. You know, this video contest and our project was part of a campaign that we launched last year to support small businesses all across the state. They've had a really, really, a really, really unpredictable and difficult last year and a half. And, you know, our small businesses have been through a lot and the communities have really rallied to support them. And so we wanted, you know, this video contest is just a wonderful way to recognize all of the support that communities have given to their small businesses, how everybody has rallied and really shown support for one another.
What are some of the things about, I guess, Knoxville in particular that kind of struck you when Knoxville won this contest?
Oh, sure. Well, actually, the way that we ran it, and Elizabeth was the one who did a fabulous job, the way that we ran it is we opened it up to communities all across the state. And what we did was we invited them to submit creative and inspirational videos showcasing their small businesses and, you know, their unique brand of hometown pride. And ultimately what we did was we put those out for an online voting process, and Knoxville ended up getting the most votes and ended up being the winner of this beautiful custom mural.
Yeah, so Ben Hsu, what do you know about him and what he brings to the table as an artist?
He's fantastic. You know, we see his work all over the place. He's got quite a few, actually, in the Des Moines community. He's got a mural at Exile, a brewing company, a kind of welcome to Des Moines. He's got murals in neighborhoods like Beaverdale and Highland Park. He's been great to work with, and I think that we all can agree that he's done a fantastic job on this one.
Now, do you guys have plans to continue this contest in future years then?
You know, the Iowa Economic Development Authority and Iowa Finance Authority haven't served small businesses on a large scale like this before until the pandemic. The pandemic opened, you know, our eyes to all sorts of new and interesting ways that we could support our small businesses across the state. So that's something we'll definitely look at.
All right.
For the future.
Anything else you want to share before we wrap up here today?
You know, just that we're so happy for Knoxville, to be in Knoxville, and to see, you know, how vibrant this community is and how wonderful this mural turned out.
All right, well, Ben, tell me what it means to be back and see all these people out here appreciating your mural that you created here for us.
Yeah, I think it's when it comes to public art, it's fundamentally necessary for the public to be engaged with it, and I think the crowd support tonight reiterates the success of the project and how much the town loves this opportunity. So,
well, tell us a little bit about how you came up with the design for the mural here.
So this particular wall, I had an opportunity to research a little bit prior to you guys winning the competition, so you guys had a bit of an advantage that helped me, but I had done a lot of research. I had talked to a local representative, and I had done research into what was fundamental to Knoxville, and this was the end result.
Well, tell me, I guess, how you got commissioned by the IEDA to do this type of project.
So I think the simplest way to explain it is I have built a portfolio that speaks for itself, and as a result, they knew that working with me would turn into this project.
What else do you know about Knoxville? Why is this such a great, deserving community of this type of mural?
Knoxville is a medium-sized city that has a lot of local support, has a lot of knowledge of the history of the town, and when it comes to small businesses and the people that are involved with the community, it's just clearly it's a value.
And you brought up an interesting point when you were speaking here earlier, how Knoxville beat out towns of like multiple of the population of Knoxville. That's got to be that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think it says a lot. I mean, the simplest thing is simplify the numbers. Let's say you have to get 5 votes to win, and you have 1 person. There are towns that had 4 people who couldn't beat you guys, and I think it says a lot.
Anything else you want to share here today before we wrap up?
I just think it's critical that people immerse themselves in art and identify how it connects with you.
Thanks to Stacy Ballard and Ben Hsu for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.